Alan Robson's Night Owls.
The phone-in that gets you talking.
Metro Radio.
We have a feature in the show that you guys have really taken to your heart. It is about all of the daft, the strange, the weird, the incredible things that happen in our part of the world and around the world. It shall be etched bold wherever men revel and quaff. We call it the blah. What exactly is the blah? Well, it's the middle bit of the show where we talk about stuff that's happening, see what's trending, what's texting, what people are really fizzing about. Meanwhile, let's go across to Harry, who isn't posh, but he is a prince. Right, what is your first story
then? Well, I'm going to start off with this one, which I don't know if it's either really, really grim or really kind of funny. A man has been placed into a medically induced coma. That's not the funny part.
No.
After his penis and testicles were bitten off by his pet bulldog.
Ooh. His pet bulldog, his own pet.
His own bulldog has bitten off his bits.
Now, Tony, you have a dog.
I mean, I don't...
When you come out of the bath, do you, are they within...
They're not. I was going to say, what was he doing, them wafting them in front of his
it's
dog
bit,
or something?
It's a little bit dodgy, isn't it? It's a bit of a suspect story.
Well, no, it's just he's been in the bath, the dog's hanging around, he takes his towel off to look at himself in the mirror, like we all do.
And the dog just then chomped the up dog and says, thought it was a toy.
Sausage and beans, there you go.
Sausage and God
beans?
Beans?
All right, sausage and button mushrooms, whatever.
Sausage and meatballs.
Meatballs, fair enough.
Beans.
But do you never worry that your dog's going to...
I don't go that close naked to the in front of the dog.
Are you asking for trouble if you do, really? Because, you know, they'd go for anything, wouldn't
they? I mean, he does come up when I have a shower and I'm getting ready and the dog's like, he watches everything you do, but he wouldn't jump up and...
I remember once I was washing my bath naked, washing my bath out, you know, with that super cleansy thing, just getting it really... And I was on me, I was on me hunkers, and one of my cats, well, I used to have, I don't have cats anymore, but I used to have cats. One of my cats came through and did the thing that cats do when they see something hanging down. Just kind of went, I was in
with
the bath.
Claw.
I was woof with a claw. I went straight in the bath. Whoa! What the hell? Whew. So it can happen, but is he all right? He's in a self-induced coma.
Yeah,
now.
They say he's calm and stable.
They bit them off, though, like
bit
fully
them
off.
Completely off. He's had to have, well, I don't know if they're like, he hasn't got them anymore. I don't know if, like, you know, it was bitten off or if he's had to have them removed, but they're not there anymore. God. So, poor guy, really.
So the hospital's lost them?
No, they've had to get rid of them.
The dog might have eaten them. The dog eat them.
He might have done. They've not reported that far in the story. That's quite a grim DL, isn't it?
Bulldog!
Well, if you saw those sausage and beans, then, you know, it's a nice combination.
You see, this is what you got to worry about when it comes to pets. Anyway, Harry, what's your next one?
Well, watch out, everyone. Close all your windows and doors because swarms of STD-riddled ladybirds are invading homes across Britain. There's a huge influx of ladybirds.
STD-riddled.
Yes, STD-riddled. I can't pronounce the STD that they carry. I could give it a try if you want.
Go on, then.
La boule beniales. That's what it's called. It's a fungal disease. It doesn't affect humans, though, but it's like... an STD amongst ladybirds.
I didn't realise animals could get an STD.
Well, yeah.
Well, why not? If you mess around with the wrong animal.
I don't know. You wouldn't have thought
I have to see the word that he's trying to say. Ladybird STD. So
La boule beniales. I think I'm actually quite close to how you'd pronounce it.
La boule beniades.
Me and Tony gave it a go before. The word, not the, you know.
Not the ladybird.
Right, la boule beniades.
Is that
and
what you call it?
The ladybirds known as harlequin ladybirds are carrying the sexually transmitted disease, and they've already reported seeing their bugs in living rooms, kitchens, and bedrooms. It's called the Halloween ladybug. Ladybug. But they're in Britain now.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen any around? Because I've noticed a few ladybirds.
I haven't really.
There's huge swarms of them around Wales, around Manchester, that sort of area, but they're coming up here as well. I noticed some around, like, Heaton the other day.
La boule beniales.
Yeah, that's not what they're called. That's the STD.
That's the STD. Yeah. I've never heard of a man going to an STD clinic saying that's what they've got.
Doctor, have a look at my sausage and beans.
Oh, here we go.
I've got la boule beniales.
What the creatures are not thought to be harmful to humans. Oh, there you go. But they recommend sealing windows to make sure they don't get in the house. But if they're not going to hurt you, what's the problem then? Or is it if they've got fungus on them? Because I like ladybirds. Mm. I think they're bonny little things.
What if it kissed you during the night? That might, you might catch something.
Might get herpes from a ladybird. You might do.
That'd be a hard one to explain, wouldn't it?
I know.
It was from a ladybird, honestly. I swear.
Fabulous. Well, thank you very much for that. Watch out for those ladybugs. We don't want you all coming down with a sexually transmitted disease. And the next place that we look at, bizarre the directions we go in. What's your last story for us, Tony?
I'm not sure if you've seen this one, but it's the mystery over the Teesside Chainsaw Massacre. Have you seen this one in the press lately?
I know they found a chainsaw.
A chainsaw? Well, it's a Teesside Chainsaw Massacre. Basically, there was a man and woman spotted trying to chop down a tree outside a restaurant in Middlesbrough.
Right.
On Linthorpe Road with a chainsaw. But they were having difficulty. And so basically, they ran off with the chainsaw still in the tree.
Oh,
and
what?
People are wondering why they were doing it. I mean, it's cordoned off now. And
what a shit.
Why would you be doing that to a tree in the middle of a street outside a restaurant? People are obviously going to be seeing you, but no one knows what they were doing or why they were doing it.
I hope they can reseal the tree, because
it might have to be cut down because it's too far in.
Is it?
A 31-year-old woman and a 46-year-old man have been arrested on criminal damage, obviously. But why?
Why hurt it? A perfectly innocent
If anyone knows, because obviously we're going out on Teesside and stuff.
But yeah, of course, if anybody knows the stuff.
If anyone knows why you would be doing that.
Right, okay.
It was a nice tree, but you couldn't be picking it up and putting it in your garden, could you? You don't.
No, but if you could seal it again, would it not just regrow? Because nature's an amazing thing. It should be given a chance.
But if the council had done that and it just, you know,
fell over
and hit someone on the head.
No, I see it. Well, in which case they should seal it with
gaffer tape.
Gaffer'd hold it.
That would hold it.
Gaffer tape holds everything, doesn't it? Phil in Newcastle, best blar ever. However, it's rather put me off beans and sausage. No, I understand. And check out your ladybirds as well. Right, okay. Let's take a look at my next target. Florida politician resigns following claims she licked men's faces. And, I mean, it's an awful thing to say, but look at the lady. She licks men's faces.
Yeah, she looks like she's got a very dry tongue.
Can you see her tongue in the photo?
No, she's got a face that you think she could lick men's faces, that one there. I mean, we're probably quite wrong, but that's just the accusation.
So did the men complain?
Well, if she licked your face, would you complain?
If she'd done it a few times, I would. After the first one, I'd go, will you please not do that again? And then, you know, if she continued, I'd probably, you know, report her.
I get worried about what you do in your time off. I truly do.
You give her the benefit of the doubt. Why have you just licked us?
The benefit of the doubt, she's licked you, for heaven's sake.
I'd want to get away from her as quickly as possible.
I would have thought that. Back to you then, Prince Harry. What's your second one?
Well, a Valentine's Day masturbation festival is coming to London.
Oh my goodness, we're back in his court again.
Every time I do the blot, I have to do at least one story about genitals.
Okay, fair enough. So, a masturbation festival.
Yeah. Sorry, it's just
everything. Presumably, when the advertiser, they would say coming soon.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean,
yeah. Very good.
Explain.
Well, it's promoting this idea of self-love and self-pleasure being a form of wellness. Apparently, you can make yourself better from feeling, you know, mentally better from doing
it in front of hundreds of people.
Exactly, yeah. And what they're going to do at this festival, I don't think there's going to be a sort of, you know, a group sort of.
Oh, so it's not like in front of everybody?
No, I don't think so.
I was going to say, imagine all those faces. you'd not want to make eye contact,
no,
would you?
No.
What they're going to
No, everybody's got a phone with a camera on it. It's not going to be that. Now, you see, joking aside, yeah, we had Dr. Miriam Stobart, who's from the Northeast. I have a lot of respect for Dr. Miriam Stobart. And she said the masturbation is good, it's therapeutic, it helps you, it helps you build your own confidence, it can relax you. There's like a thousand good reasons why people should do it regularly.
Not too regularly, though. He could cause blisters.
And blindness, apparently.
Blisters?
Hairy hands?
Blisters?
Hairy hands?
How much do you do, Harry?
Do you not know that urban myth about getting hair
get
in the back of your
hands? Get a girlfriend!
I have one.
All right, we should get blisters.
At this festival, they're going to have debates and seminars about sexual wellness.
Just well, that's all good.
And they're going to talk about solo dating as well.
Can we afford to get him a ticket?
I would love to send a report from it.
Tickets are £10.
£10?
Yeah, Valentine's
Microphone
Day.
Microphone in one hand.
This is tickets in the other. Come on. Behave. Did either of you see a picture of the cat who froze to death?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh,
did
no. You?
Oh, come and have a look. There he is.
Oh, poor thing.
Oh, did he freeze to death? I read a story about a cat that was recovered.
Oh, he did recover.
He died and come back to life.
A frozen feline has thawed out. Yeah.
That's good.
She was found solid in the picture of her.
Is that in America?
She's just covered in snow.
With all the heavy snow.
How did they defrost her or something in the...
Fluffy the cat.
Hair dryer.
Fluffy.
It was hopefully not the microwave or anything.
Fluffy, no.
Oh, poor thing.
Fluffy the cat, buried in snow, was brought into a vet frozen, stiff and unresponsive.
She was fluffy, now she's crunchy.
Sorry. Her temperature was... He's going to get a slap.
Sorry.
Her temperature was very low, but after many hours she recovered. She's now completely normal.
Oh.
And she looks a lot happier, thawed out with that kind of wild... You know the stuff that you... When you do your hair and you haven't really paid attention to it, your hair goes... Oh. Cat's got a
bit
of that.
It's a wild cat?
No, I think it's just a house cat.
Oh. Well, you wouldn't let your cat out in that... Arctic weather, wouldn't
she? Was look at that. She was the picture of her with just big lumps of snow all over her. She was discovered frozen. Her temperature was below 90 degrees Fahrenheit, and the normal temperature for a cat's around 100 to 102. So she's been saved anyway.
She was lucky.
Hoorah. She was a lucky puss, she was. Right, over to Chris. What you got, Chris?
Aye, well, as we know, mams have got it reasonably tough, I would say. You know, they've got a lot of responsibility. They've got a tough gig.
Especially yours.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. When I was a kid, and even now to this day.
I was going to say.
This mam's caused a bit of controversy because she's went into a well-known cafe chain and she's put an argument forward that mams should be fast-tracked to the front of any queue in said chain.
Why?
Because she thinks that they deserve to go straight to the queue because they've got it tough enough, they've got kids to look after, they should be straight at the front, get their drink, get out because they're too busy. They haven't got time to wait in the queue.
What about dads, though? Dads that are working... Well, 14 hours a day.
This is what people are saying. People have joined the debate and said, well, hang on, we've got our paramedics.
What about
in the
students?
Queue.
They might want to get back for bargain hunt.
Students should be back for bargain
hunt. There's any number of things.
You've got people who are in the army who have to queue behind everybody else,
absolutely.
The police, you know, anybody who's in the services. But yeah, mams should go straight at the front of the queue. And you'd be surprised how much this has taken off.
Nanas,
really.
What about nanas?
I think nanas should.
Definitely
I think
should nanas.
Another queue for nanas.
Give nanas.
Not just because I don't like standing behind them because they're counting out the change and they take a while. They don't. You never see a nana going contactless though, do you?
Not yet.
It always takes a while, you know.
They're 1,000-year-old, these people. Give them a break, for heaven's sake. Okay, let's see what else is happening out there. And what else you got?
The sights that you see on holiday. You've been away this season. You've probably got stories of your own to tell, but a life-size cutout of Philip Schofield is on holiday in Magaluf at the minute.
Brilliant.
Group of girls who are super fans, they describe themselves as, couldn't go without him for a couple of days, even though you've got catch-up on your phone and your tablet, but they thought, no, we'll go one better. Life-size cutout, he's everywhere. He's in the pool with them, he's on the beach. Every bar that they go to, they're carrying him in, and he's in every photo.
Lovely.
And the plan is for him to be as big a part of the holiday.
That's nice.
Good.
Isn't that nice?
I'm surprised there isn't an Alan Robson one, to be honest.
I was just looking for our Danny DeVito, because he's disappeared again.
Maybe he's on holiday.
He's going to pop up somewhere again, isn't he?
We do have a cutout of Danny DeVito that everybody
it was
keeps,
over there.
Everybody keeps putting it in the lift, and when the lift doors open, you can in the middle of the night. But
Over there, I thought someone was watching a few times.
Yeah,
but it's moved, it's disappeared.
He'll be back.
He'll be back somewhere.
He will be back, we know that.
I bet if I roll that curtain up, he's there.
Okay, What's your last one then?
Yeah, according to a survey of 2,000 people, do you make your bed, basically? Like, you know, when you get up in the morning, do you make your bed? Or do you just leave it all?
I thought you said you wet the bed. How dare you?
That's another. That's a different blah. But do you make it when you get up?
No.
Nah, I don't either. But depending on if you do or don't, the report found that people who make the beds tend to be adventurous, confident, sociable and high maintenance. Mm. And people who don't tend to be shy, moody, curious and sarcastic. So do you fall into that? I don't think you do.
I hope
but
not.
This is a survey of 2,000 people, so there must have some truth in it. Do you make your bed, Chris?
I should. Do you? I've got this sort of weird thing. It may just be me, but like,
it's your mum that does it, isn't it?
I wish.
Your mum makes
I wish
you
it was. The times I've come in and I've had bad days have been times, maybe coincidentally, that I haven't made me bed. So I've sort of developed this thing now where I have to make me bed. Before I always make my bed first thing, thinking now if I don't, I'll go out and have a bad day. I don't know if I've done that to myself because it's just a coincidence. That's weird, isn't it?
Bizarre.
I do. That's the short answer is yes.
I couldn't be bothered.
I do. I make my bed.
I look at the bed and you kind of pull it, you drag it so that it's only a quilt, you know. So it's not anything.
Doesn't need to be. You know, do you make it so it's
not
dead
an
neat
art form or anything?
Not
like
an
army one.
I wouldn't say it was neat. I just move the cushions back. Put not that they should be anywhere other than where cushions go. Like I don't know why I'd move them back. I don't know.
But undisturbed by women. Thank you very much, Chris. Tony, what's your first one?
Yeah, this. Do you like flying? Do you like looking out the window? Do you like the window seat when you're on a flight? Basically,
I prefer an aisle person.
I'm an aisle person as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Emirates have unveiled that the new first class suite on board its latest aircraft will feature virtual windows, so it's not going to have any proper windows in it.
Right.
But apparently, it's paving the future because it's going to be lighter if you didn't have windows in. So, in the future, it'll all be windowless, and you'll have a little panel, and it'll be beaming in. They'll have cameras outside, and we'll be showing you the images of what's on outside, so you'll get a better view as well.
Do you know? I came up with an idea that is too soon for the Dragon's Den, but I just thought was a super cool idea. Most people in their house, no matter where their house is, whether you're posh, whether you're poor, whether it's a flat, whatever it is, you'll have at least one window overlooking something that you don't want to look at.
Yeah.
Might be the neighbour's yard next door loaded full of rubbish. It could be a brick wall. It could be a factory. It could be a electrical power, whatever. How cool would it be to invent a window that fits in where a window would go, but you could program the window to be certain cameras that exist on Earth, like the camera that shows you the Champs-Élysées and the Eiffel Tower.
Ooh.
There's another camera that overlooks...
Like a webcam, so it's live.
It's live the whole time. So it's not. It's
a good idea.
It's never boring.
Yeah.
There's another one that looks at Loch Ness, the full length of Loch Ness. I just think if somebody would come up and say, well, this is the house I live in. All my windows that overlook something nice have curtains and you can look out of them and look fine. But out of all the windows that I'm not happy with, in here I've got that one. But you can...
Yeah. You could probably do that yourself in the house if you get a 60-inch screen and have it. You'd need probably the guy with the wood that shapes everything. The carpenter. A carpenter.
Yeah. As a show that tells people about real life and stuff, you know, the bloke that shapes stuff like wood.
You need a good carpenter. But I think you could do that yourself in your house.
How?
You can get massive screens these days, so if you fit one in your window...
How do you link them to one of these funky...
Oh, because there's a website now, and you can type in any destination, and it'll tell you all the webcams in that area. So there is one on the Grand Canyon you can go to now. There is one...
Because those kind of things, if you can imagine, you've got three or four windows you're sick of the view out of, or
there's
whatever.
There's one on every landmark in the world.
And also, there'd be light, so they'd let light in, kind of, too.
Exactly, so you just get a live webcam on that screen, and then just get it shaped off your carpenter into the right, you know, frame.
The man that shapes things.
Really good idea.
Hang on, I'm just looking in the yellow pages for a man that shapes things. Anyway, let's move on. Thank you very much. We are also joined by Luke on our switchboard.
Okay, so we know there's a couple of songs that can save lives. You know the CPR songs, you've got Staying Alive, where
when you're pushing the chest down, you're staying alive.
There's a new one.
Well, what's that?
I'd say have like one or two guesses.
I like big butts and then like, isn't that one?
It's not. No.
Gangnam Style.
Well, that's no.
That would work probably.
Big
be
butts
fair.
Would work.
Butts would probably work as well. Yeah. But the one that we've got here is the La Macarena.
Aye. Hey, right. The Macarena.
Yep. Because if you think about it, so.
But when do you blow in the mouth? I mean, I used to do CPR a lot when I was a lifeguard, and I never used to do it to a song.
I thought you weren't supposed to blow into the mouth now.
Well, it was.
Well, which end are you blowing into?
Yeah, where are you blowing? Through the ear.
It's not like blowing up a sunbed, you know, where you just look for the. You know,
I don't know if you're supposed to blow in the mouth. You were when I did it.
he's still blue, but he's smiling. What's that about? Thank you, Luke.
Macarena.
Might need someone from the Red Cross to come and.
Listen, can I just say, Tony, if ever I should collapse here and Luke's in the building, will you hit me with a shovel first? Oh dear, it's getting a silly night. Back to you, Harry. What's your second one?
I've got a nice festive story here to get you in the Christmas mood.
Lovely.
A handyman has revealed that he and his girlfriend will serve a Christmas dinner made from roadkill after a year of scouring the roads for dead animals. A man called Jim Alexander from Torquay in Devon has collected nearly 50 fresh animal corpses in his car, and he's planning. That's why he butchers the meat. Apparently, he's going to make badger. Apparently, badger to him tastes similar to pork. And he's going to make some sort of like pigs in blankets sort of thing with that, which is grim. He's quoted here: a few times a police car has pulled over while I've been at the side of the road lifting a carcass into my van.
Yeah,
that's happened a few times to him. Rightly so.
Cats, because cats get run over for a lot, don't they?
Oh, cats, hedgehogs. I mean, I come down a long road every day. Mm. Probably about 8 or 9 badgers on the road as we speak.
That you hit?
No, that I've just seen that the remnants of these things.
Have you ever eaten a badger?
Yeah. I've never eaten.
Have you never been? Oh dear.
No, I've never eaten a badger.
Have you never been tempted to eat a badger?
No, I've never been tempted to. And I did once have my portion out with a badger. I went for it's a long story. But essentially, you're dying for. You know, we're talking about these emergency wees where you pull over to the side of the road. Yeah. Pulled over the side of the road, realised there was loads of cars going and I wasn't being able to concentrate with them all. You know, all of the pressure of them staring at me.
Had you considered maybe turning your back to the traffic?
Oh, that's probably what I was going on. So funny. So there was a wall there, so I thought I shall merely lope over the wall, which was waist height. Then you can wee, and it didn't matter. So loped over the wall, still back to the traffic, but having a wee. And there was lots of, like, nettles and stuff.
Oh dear.
And at that moment, a badger with claws like a grizzly bear kind of loped up on the back, and he kind of went, I soaked myself. I went straight backwards over the wall, took myself away and drove off. So I've upset a badger, but I've never eaten a badger. There you go. I don't think he was in any mood for foreplay. Put it this way. So anyway, right. So that's that. Right. So what is the roadkill that he's eaten?
Deer. He's got plenty of deer.
Pheasant.
Actually, badgers is on here. He has had badgers, rabbits as well. He's serving them to his family and friends. I don't think they're going to be his friends past Christmas.
I know somebody that hit a pheasant, and he saw the bird go up in the air, and it landed behind a car. And he thought, ooh, you can eat pheasant. Pheasant's supposed to be really nice. Not my cup of tea, but so he pulled up, And by the time he'd pulled up, a lorry driver had stopped, picked up the bird that was already in a bit of newspaper and in the car.
Claimed it.
So when you call it roadkill, if you catch it at the moment that it's been dispatched, so to speak, you can kind of see there's no difference between that and you know,
doing
the neck of a bird or something.
Fresh,
or something.
I guess.
It's just if it's been there like 3 weeks, how do you know when it's gone down?
Could have died of poison as well. You never know.
You just don't know, do you? I think if you hit it, then hit it yourself, then I think it's a safe call, isn't it, really, to have it.
So he's been going around the side of the road sniffing people's badges. Oh, dear. It's just not right. Just wrong. It's wrong at every level. Just sniffing to see if it's fresh or whether it's not fresh.
If it's a bad badger and you're getting a whiff of
bad badger, a bad badger. Fox, a bad deer, bad hedgehog.
Beaver.
Beaver.
No, don't leave it. I knew we were going to get around to some creature that would have another meaning. Anyway, let's press on. Finish this off in style. It.
Right, well, this is the time of year when if you're looking for a stocking filler, you'd buy someone a calendar, usually, you know, like their favourite pop star or, you know, an actor or something like that. Yeah. But there's some bizarre calendars going on sale this year as well.
Right.
Captain Birdseye. Would you like that?
No.
12 months of the year.
I like fish fingers, mate, in fairness.
Best of British roundabouts is a one. Nuns having fun.
Oh, you'd get that
That's
one.
That's quite
nuns.
Cool.
You'd have, it depends. It depends, because as soon as you say nuns having fun, you instantly think...
What, bad stuff or...
Yeah. Well, you always think
could
sex.
Could be those pot-smoking nuns that you spoke to.
Yeah,
remember?
Could be those.
Trumpisms is a one.
Oh, right.
Toilets from around the world. Awkward family photos. I've seen the first... Cool. January's... family picking the nose.
Picky.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
That's not good.
Goats and trees.
Goats and trees,
well.
That's very good.
Kilty pleasures. Men in kilts no tops on.
That's always a good thing. I saw one of these. Is you mentioned the ones with dogs?
Oh, yeah. Poop and pooches. Basically, every month has a dog on having a poo.
You'd want that on their wall.
My little dog's cute.
You would, wouldn't you?
Well, my little dog looks quite cute.
Would you have
only
that?
My dog. One of them, not the other one.
If somebody gave you the calendar, you'd put it up.
I'd put it behind a door or something.
Dog owners, doesn't matter. They're bizarre people, Harry. Weird. Trust me.
Abandoned mattresses is also a thing.
That's a brilliant one. I want that.
Over to you for your last one.
Yeah, this is a big airline. Well, its flight attendant's been suspended after putting a video of herself sniffing her tights and unbuttoning her shirt online. Do you think that's wrong? Basically, she had a uniform on and she'd done a full day's work and she was complaining in her video that she was tired and stuff, and then she went, oh, I'll take me tights off and I'll show you how rough I was, and she sniffed them and she unbuttoned her top.
But it's on her own video. They're representing the company.
Well, that's it. They've said, we hold our colleagues to very high standards and expect them to behave responsibly. But she wasn't being sexual or anything. She was just, you know, saying I've had a
long day.
I had a long day and stuff like that.
Now, you see, this is your opportunity, really, because, Alex... Frankly, you've had a long day. You're up early in the morning to come.
I am.
If you wish to remove any garment, I'm not going to say what any garments are, but if you wish to remove any garments and have a sniff of them, we would be supportive of you.
Well, exactly. So is there anything wrong with that?
Because we understand you're having a long day and we sympathise.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I'm quite happy just to say I'm a bit tired rather than sniffing my clothing. I mean, I'm quite happy just to be honest.
It must have took a while to get
them
off.
I've had a hell of a shift.
Yeah.
But not, you know, get on my socks and sort of...
If she was tired, though, did they not take a while to get off?
You've never worn tights?
I've never worn tights.
I'm stunned!
I'm telling you now, they're not the easiest things, all right? It's a lot of, you know, work to for the sake of telling people that you've been tired.
No, I wore tights, genuinely. Steady. I wore
yesterday.
Tights.
Yesterday?
He's wearing them now. You can't see what we can see.
You see?
Below the
just,
desk.
Just dive in, just pick on me. Just pick on me! I wore tights for about 8.5 months when I was an apprentice electrician working on building sites in freezing cold weather. Yeah, the first advice I got was buy some women's tights.
Thick wool.
Put them on under your trousers and they're amazing for keeping you warm. And they are awkward to get on and awkward to get off-ish.
Do you have any ladders in them?
I'm not saying. You just mind your own business. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be remotely interested in that. It's just that as a man who's had to wear them, I've worn them on stage too. I'll have you know, I was once Frankenfurter in the.
I was going to say Rocky. It's got to be Rocky Horror. Show. It's got to be Rocky Horror.
And did he take them off and sniff them after a hard day's work?
That wasn't in the script.
It's the kind of show though. If you did it on stage, it would be funnier probably. But no, I didn't. Because she had the uniform on, they would presume she's representing them.
Yeah.
But a warning would probably have done.
I know, it's. I mean, did you know, on eBay, there is a number of listings for used tights, and the most expensive one is going for £75.
Did they belong to a celebrity?
You went further than was necessary with that story. There, you know?
I'm just getting the facts.
Well, there you go. The biggest shock of the blah is that Tony's never worn tights. There was I took it as a given, but there you go. Back to the producer of the stars, Hollywood McShane.
Yeah, this one's about a guy who's 69, and doctors say, oh, you've got a body in the face of a 45-year-old. So he's now taking legal action to be recognised as being 20 years younger, and he wants all of his documents legally changed because he's arguing if, you know, transgender people can change their sex, he should be allowed to change his age. What do you think about that?
I did actually see this, and this guy's got the face of somebody who's not 45.
Well, the doctor has apparently said he's got a 45-year-old body and face, but, you know, he doesn't look 69 anyway, but I wouldn't say...
That's not him.
No.
That's the man with the baubles. No, I saw his picture, he had a blue shirt on, but and he looked a bit stoic.
But he wants it for his Tinder profile so he can put it... Age 20 years younger, so he can lie. And he can, you know, go back to work and things like that.
I'm sorry to bring this down to a mucky level, but how old is he, 69?
69, yeah.
A 69-year-old Willie is not is not a 45-year-old Willie. I defy anybody to say that it is. Even with a tablet, it's not the same.
I don't know where to go after that, to be honest.
But I mean, because you kind of...
I mean, like, it's Viagra.
Yes, I know, but let's just say you go back and you say, OK, now you're 45.
Yeah.
Next year, he's 79. Is his body still going to be like a 55-year-old? I'd put money on it that it's not. True. What do you think about this? Would you date somebody that's like 30, 40 years older than you? Let's say you dated somebody that's 45, right?
Yeah.
So he wants to be 45 again.
Yeah.
And you discovered he's 69. How would you feel about that?
See, knocking 24 years off your age isn't...
But you're never going to know because he wants to legally challenge it and legally change
it. When I first met my hubby, he knocked like 4 years off his age. But 24 years is just wrong. But what you were saying about the difference in Willie's?
I didn't realise that hit on your specialist subject.
It's just... No, but I was going to say, when I was 16, I did work experience on a hospital ward and had to deal with taking old people to the toilets and everything.
Right.
And you're right, the bits... change both on man and woman, and there's no getting
away. In what
way
does it like?
Oh, hell, I mean, I've opened a dark door here.
I'm just trying to think, would it hang lower?
Everything hangs
lower. Yeah, except like boobs, like
everything.
You know,
your testicles are like
gravity,
testicles are like a fishing net when you get older.
Yeah, gravity takes its toll, and I would say there's a bit of shrinkage goes on.
How can you compare that to? The guy fought 20 years ago because everyone's different, aren't they? What I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, but this
I've never thought about this.
Yeah, but it's kind of like you can't say that you're 45 when your testicles are 69.
True.
This is the thing. And I'm not being nasty to older gentlemen with their parts, and everybody should look after them as best they can, and we like to believe they're as effective and as sexy and all those kind of things as they ever were. But time crashes on and you can't...
The other question as well, though, what if he's got kids? Like, what if he's got grown-up kids?
He might be younger
than his children.
Yeah. Or what if he meets somebody that wants to go on and have children? Like,
you see?
Good point.
About the bits that... The women's bits are different when they get that older. In what respect?
Well, That one, I'm just thinking more like the boobs. It's just...
All right, I see.
I'm going to start taking a few pictures now, and then in 20 or 30 years' time, I'm going to take a few more and compare them, see if much has changed.
I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you, Tony. I'll have you know.
Just to, you know...
Oh, you mean of you?
Of me, oh, not right, you.
Okay. I was thinking, hell, Steely might be my producer, but that's going a bit far.
Well, everyone should do the same, and obviously on your own phone. And
so when you can see what's going to happen, somebody in HR here is going to come up and say, Tony, you've been sending these pictures. No, I think you'd better leave that alone. That is what we loosely describe. Thank you very much for the blast.
Alan Robson's Night Owls.
The phone in that gets you talking.
Metro Radio.